with SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Police say the man who broke into the Pennsylvania governor's mansion in Harrisburg and set a fire early yesterday morning harbors a strong hatred of Governor Josh Shapiro, although it's not clear why. Shapiro vows to stay the course.
I refuse to let anyone who had evil intentions like that stop me from doing the work that I love, stop me from being a leader of this Commonwealth and looking out for all Pennsylvanians. I will not be deterred in my work, and I will not be afraid to do that work.
A 38-year-old Harrisburg man is under arrest. Shapiro, his family, and visitors were asleep at the time of the overnight fire. Earlier, they had celebrated a Passover Seder. Although he has exempted electronics from 145% China tariffs, President Trump says additional levies are on the way for semiconductors and such.
Like we did with steel, like we did with automobiles, like we did with aluminum, which are now fully on. We'll be doing that with semiconductors, with chips, and numerous other things. And that'll take place in the very near future.
Today, Mr. Trump meets with his Salvadoran counterpart at the White House.
Salvadoran President Bukele's visit comes at a time when his country is accepting hundreds of deported immigrants from the United States.
He's been amazing. We have some very bad people in that prison, people that should have never been allowed into our country.
Talking with reporters on Air Force One, the president dismissed any concerns about human rights conditions at the maximum security prison in El Salvador. Greg Clugston at Joint Base Andrews in Maryland.
Despite uncertainty about tariffs and trade, Wall Street higher so far this morning. The Dow is up 437 points, the Nasdaq trading 307 points higher. This is SRN News. Finally, some good news.
It comes from the Barna Group, a new poll that indicates 66% of Americans say they have made a personal commitment to Jesus that is still important in their life today. That's up 12% from just 4 years ago. And the report goes on to say that, quote, amongst the biggest drivers of the Jesus resurgence are young generations, particularly Generation Z and millennials. Since the pandemic, they have shown significant increases in commitment to Christ. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
More pro-life legislation advancing at the state level. The Kansas legislature has overridden Democratic Governor Laura Kelly's veto of a bill to require that child support payments cover unborn babies. The measure also grants an income tax break for a pregnancy. In Florida, lawmakers are advancing a measure that would permit parents to seek civil damages for the wrongful death of an unborn baby. So far, 17 states have adopted laws that give children in the womb the same rights as all other American citizens in criminal or civil law. Life may be about to get a bit easier for some West Coast watermen.
After years of a shortened fishing season aimed at preventing whale entanglements off the West Coast, California crabbers are experimenting with a new fishing method, allowing them to stay on the water longer while keeping the marine mammals safe. The state has been running a pilot program to try out so-called pop-up gear and is expected to fully authorize it for the spring crab fishing season in 2026. Some fishermen have been skeptical, others say it works and can help their business. Jason Walker reporting.
Family, friends, and the public remembering boxing legend George Foreman, a memorial service today in his hometown of Houston. Along with a storied boxing career, he was also an ordained minister and quite an astute businessman. He died last month at the age of 76. More details at srnnews.com.